Let's avoid this then, beloved, and neither be envious of others, nor neglect to pray for those who envy us and do all we can to quench their passion. We shouldn't act like those who don't reason, who, in an attempt to punish their enviers, do everything they can to fan the flames of their envy. We shouldn't act this way. Instead, we should mourn and grieve for them. They are the ones who are truly harmed, with a continuous worm eating at their heart and accumulating a source of bitterness more potent than any gall. So let us pray to the merciful God to change their feelings and protect us from falling into this disease, because heaven is indeed closed to those afflicted with this wasting sore. And even before reaching heaven, life itself is unendurable. For just as timber and wool are consumed by moths and worms, so does the fever of envy eat away at the very bones of the envious and destroy all self-control in their soul.